Dear friends in Christ, on the last Sunday of October, the church in the United States usually honors today something like, it's called Priesthood Sunday. And what it is it's just a day dedicated to praying for vocations and giving thanks to God for the gift of the priesthood. And so what I thought I would do is I thought that in my homily I would offer to you my vocation story, how I became a priest and start there. But I just wanted to preface this. I think I mentioned it last week that when I was a little boy, being a priest was the furthest thing from my mind. I grew up in Ark City, Sacred Heart Catholic Parish, and our pastor was Father Francis Cox, a very, very holy man, very good priest. I grew up with him my whole life. But I always thought that priests were always like him. I thought that in order to be a priest, you know, you had to be, I think I've mentioned this before, old and also FBI, foreign-born Irish, okay, which is what he was. Again, very, very good man. But I just really couldn't see myself in his shoes. My mother, I love my mother. And as a good Catholic mom, of course she wanted to encourage her son, I'm the oldest, especially to become a priest. So what my mom would do is, so my father was a Knight of Columbus. And you know how on the back of the Knight's magazine called Columbia, there's usually a vocation story. So my mom would actually, rip off the back cover and put it in page protectors and put them in a binder for me, this orange binder. I remember I had this orange binder growing up on my bookshelf. It was filled with these vocation stories, okay? So my mom would encourage me to read them. I wouldn't read them. But my punishment, I got in trouble a lot when I was a kid. I was an ornery older sibling. I got sent to my room often, sometimes from the dinner table. And my punishment many times was I had to go to my room and read a vocation story. So needless to say, it was not something I was open to. We'll say that. Going through high school, I dated through high school, played football, basketball, baseball, a lot of baseball, and I had this desire. I knew that I wanted to get married. I wanted to have a large family. I wanted to become an engineer. So I started in engineering. So it was when I was a senior in high school. Again, I was not open to God's call. But I received this email from a deacon who was a deacon for the Diocese of Wichita. He was studying at Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland. His name is Deacon, now Father, Jason Borkenhagen. I had known him for many years. He's been a family friend for many years. He sends me this email. I'm a senior in high school, and he says, hey, you ought to go on this retreat in Wichita. It's for men. You have to be 18, and you ought to go. And that's all he told me. I was like, okay, sure, I'll sign up, right? So I sign up, and because by the time I was a senior in high school, I was trying to really take my faith more seriously. So I register for this retreat. It was called Quo Vadis. I didn't know what that meant. It was in Latin. But I run into Father Matthew McGinnis, also who used to be the associate pastor here at Christ the King. He was the vocations director at the time. I run into him, and I say, hey, I'm going on this retreat. And his response was, hey, I didn't know that you were thinking about the priesthood. I was like, what are you talking about, the priesthood? They're like, yeah, the retreat that you signed up for, it's about discerning a vocation to the priesthood. I was like, okay, all right. Well, so I go on it, and I sit down with Father Matt, and I actually tell him, I said, I'm not going to be a priest. I said, I shouldn't be here. I'm going to go to college, get married, have a large family. He gave me the best advice, though, that anyone has ever given me. He said, fine. He said, do what you think God is calling you to do. But then he said, but keep the blinders open. I had to think about that for a moment. You know, like a racehorse, you know, wears blinders, right? So he can see one thing and one thing only and not be distracted. Father McGinnis was saying, keep the blinders off. Keep it open. He said, do the will of God. Do the will of God that you think that he is calling you to do and to be, but be open to his will. Also at the time of high school, I really wanted to go to a Catholic university. I'd gone to Catholic grade school and public high school. I had this deep desire, however, to go to a Catholic university, to really go deeper in my faith. And so I went to the University of Dallas, which is a small college in Irving, Texas. And it was there that I met young men my age thinking about the priesthood. And I thought that that was inspiring, even though I wasn't open necessarily at that moment still. I thought that that was inspiring, that these men my age were open, at least to God's call, to the priesthood. It was with those same guys that I would study abroad. We did this study abroad program in 2003 in Rome, actually. So I had been there before. And we did a backpacking trip for 3 weeks prior to our semester. There were five of us. And it's kind of one of those things where we flew over to Rome and we just took these European trains where they would lead us. We found ourselves, however, in Lourdes. We went to Lourdes in southern France, and if you know the story of Lourdes, it is where Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette in 1859. And it's where Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette, and she caused this miraculous spring of water to spring up. Even today, people go to Lourdes with ailments, with sickness, with disease, who are miraculously cured. So we go to Lourdes, and we get the idea that we're going to bathe in the waters of Lourdes, which you can do. They have it partitioned off, these little bathtubs. And so I bathe in the waters of Lourdes on January 5th, 2003, the coldest bath of my life. And it's at that moment that bathing in the waters of Lourdes, they submerge you into the waters of Lourdes. They submerge you into the miraculous waters. You drink a little bit. You bless yourself. That's bathing in the waters of Lourdes. And it's at that moment I was drying off, I received this very prayerful thought that said, Ben, you should become a priest. It wasn't like a passing thought, like I'm hungry or tired or something like that. And it wasn't a voice either. But it was just a very prayerful nudge, prayerful thought. Ben, you should become a priest. I told that to my spiritual director at the time, who was Monsignor James Conley, who's now the Bishop of Lincoln, Nebraska. And I told him this story, and he said, that's definitely from God, he said. He said, what you need to do, you need to go back to Dallas, finish up your degree, and you will know by the end of the time that you graduate, you'll know what God is calling you to be, what God is calling you to do. And I'll never forget that Christmas break of my senior year of college. I was reading this book by St. John Paul II, and he's talking to university students about their vocation. And he says, if you've ever thought about a vocation to the priesthood, a vocation to celibacy, he says, do two things. He says, number one, he says, ask God for the necessary clarity. And secondly, respond with a profound yes. I was in Sacred Heart Church, Christmas break, right before going to confession when I read that, and I knew at that moment what I needed to do. What had happened after, in my years of college, is that there was this gradual openness, but also this desire to give myself to the Lord, to give myself to His church. You know, and this is in all of our vocations, especially in the vocation to marriage. Husband and wife give themselves to one another. It is this complete pouring out of self, this complete gift of self. And it is this gift of myself that I, at that point, I desired to give. At the heart of this is stewardship, right? Recognizing my very life itself. Life itself is God's gift. Meant to do what? Meant to be given back to Him. And so, friends, I reflect on this. I tell you this story today. Primarily to encourage us, encourage you to, in a very special way, to pray for vocations to the priesthood. You know, Bishop Olmsted used to say often that there is no crisis necessarily in vocations. God still calls. He says, however, what we need to pray for is to pray that young men may be open to God's call to the priesthood. And let us especially ask that the young men of our parish, that God may raise up from the young men of our parish those who are open to His call to the priesthood, right? Because we need good priests. We need good priests. We need holy priests. We need men of pure heart. Men, manly men. Men who will be good fathers, right? Because that is the heart of the priesthood. The heart of the priesthood is to be a spiritual father to many, many children. And so, first of all, pray in a very special way. Pray in a very particular way that the men of our parish, the young men of our parish, may be open to God's call. And in fact, all of our youth just may be open to whatever God has in store for them, because what God has in store for them is for their happiness and is for their salvation. But especially, and this is the second point, and this is especially to address to parents, to create a culture of vocations within your families. You know, that you may be encouraging of all vocations, whatever God has in store for you and for your children, right? To instill in them this openness, this desire to do God's will, to pray for an increase in vocations, not only to the priesthood, but also to married life, to the consecrated life, but to lead your children in prayer and in being open to God's will. Okay. Our Lord says in the gospel that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. It's the first and the greatest commandment, right? This is what we are all called to do. Yet on this priesthood Sunday, may we also pray that God may continue to bless us in His church with men who give their entire heart, soul, and mind to the Lord. That they may not be afraid. That they may not be afraid. You know, the priesthood is a wonderful, I love being a priest. It is an awesome vocation. Tough vocation, but if it was easy, it wouldn't be worth doing, right? But it is such a blessing and such a joy. Such a joy, and I want you to know that, that it is a joy for me to be a priest. And so let us ask the Lord to continue to bless us, to continue to gift us with the gift of good and holy priests, not being afraid to lay down their lives to follow him. Amen.